And it's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. If you're just now joining us, this is the second hour of our program. And our first hour, we featured the first part of our special on Harlem. All of the tunes, well, most of the tunes have the word Harlem in the title. And we originally did this type of program, a Harlem program, back in September of 1993. And we grabbed the old playlist and then went to work trying to find things that we had added to the collection in that time since we first did it. And it seems to me that the logical place to start a program about Harlem is with the classic Harlem Nocturne. You know, looking in the discography, they list 269 different versions of this tune, but I have always thought that the best one around belonged to Johnny Otis. This goes back to September 1945. It's Harlem Nocturne.
That old New York is mighty pretty. take your baby subway riding. That's where romance may be hiding. Forget your car or airplane. You find that it'll pay to take the A train.
You take your baby to Harlem. You're bound to find a hall up on Sugar Hill where everyone's having a solid ball. You board that A train and then you ride till you dig this number, 145 Street, where all the cats meet, posing on a stroll. Pops, they're really in there.
Ba-da-loo-da-da-da-da-loo-day. That's the riff that the bands all play. It's groovy, the hip can say.
Then you know that you're in Harlem.
You got to get off that A train.
And you will have a ball, yeah. If you're looking for rhythm, you'll find it on Sugar Hill.
Now that you know just how to get up there, dig up a nickel and you've got your fare. If you want to go to Happy Harlem, you take the A train that goes uptown and ride, ride, ride. Wait until you get on Sugar Hill. You'll jump for joy till you get your fill.
Have you got your nickel in your hand? Then hurry, don't you miss that train, old man.
Yes, you
must take the A
train, daddy train. You'll make it on time.
Go to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem.
Harlem.
Better hurry.
Hurry.
Get aboard the train.
145th Street Station.
Watch your step.
Quit shoving, man. I'm getting off, too.
Okay, daddy-o.
This is the A-Train.
Up on the hill, jumping, jumping. If you won't jump, I will. 145th, jumping up on the hill. If you can't find the way, I'm telling you, brother, I will. 155th, you'll have no time to kill. If you don't want to stay, I'm telling you, brother, I will. That's so fine, any old dime. You just have to look to see. If you have a doubt and want to find out, come on, just follow me. 165th, you'll have to stay and thrill at the happiness you'll find. Thank you.
this morning.
Yeah, what is this here?
It's Blue Monday up on Sugar Hill. That's where you bound to get your thrill. And you don't need a lot to go. Go over to Miss So-and-so. Grab a ticket by the arm. Start doing the Sally Long. Good times you'll have galore. Great music played by Bluefoot Joe. It's early in the morning about 5:30. Get yourself together for doing good rides. Don't say you won't, I know you will. Get your thrill. Blue Monday up on Sugar Hill.
Betty Roche and the A-Train from April 1956, recorded for the Bethlehem label. And no, that doesn't have the word Harlem in the title, but it's the train that takes you to Harlem. In fact, that whole set is full of sides that did not have the word Harlem in it. We started with the Delta Rhythm Boys and Take the A-Train, their version recorded in 1943, and actually it was the first time that that recording, which was written by Duke Ellington, had lyrics, because when Duke wrote it, it had no lyrics. Lee Gaines, the bass voice, and the Delta Rhythm Boys actually composed the lyrics to Take the A-Train, their version from 1943. Then, famous place where all the rich folks hung out in Harlem, Sugar Hill, Helen Humes Jumping on Sugar Hill from the year 1947. And a little bit earlier, it was husband and wife team Coot Grant and Sox Wilson from May of 1938, Blue Monday on Sugar Hill. And that brought us around to Betty Roche, Take the A-Train. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and it's our Harlem special. We're listening to tunes about Harlem, which was a black section of New York, and it was famous for all of its entertainment and creativity. A lot of the singers and musicians were fond of the place. Here's our next set. We're going to start it. Let's see. This is the Stride Pianist, and he did a number of different versions, number of different tunes that had the term Harlem in the title, and this is the earliest. In fact, I think this is his earliest recording, James P. Johnson and the Harlem Strut.
Riviera Chateau and a lot of other things, and I'm blue, so blue am I. lots of ready money in 7 different banks. I counted up this morning, it was about 1,000,000 francs, and I'm blue, so blue, and I know why. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down. And my parley-voo will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but I'm heading for a showdown, 'cause I can't go on from night to dawn with Harlem on my mind. I go to supper with a French marquis each evening after the show. My lips begin to whisper, mon chéri, but my heart keeps singing, hidey-ho. I've become too damned refined, and at night I hate to go down to that highfalutin flat that Lady Mendel designed with Harlem on my mind. I've got Harlem on my mind, and I'm longing to be low down, and my parley-voo will not ring true with Harlem on my mind. I've been dined and I've been wined, but show as you bone, I'm heading for a showdown, 'cause I can't go on from night to dawn with Harlem on my mind. And when I'm bathing in my marble tub each evening after the show, I get to thinking about that cotton club, and my heart starts chirping, hardy-ho, send me. I've been too damned refined, and at night I hate to go down to that flat with 50,000,000 Frenchmen tagging behind with Harlem on my mind. There's more to Harlem than people suspect. They spend an evening or two. You get impressions I'd like to correct. You don't know nothing I'm telling you, till you've seen gigolos wash their clothes in a self-respecting nest, humming lullabies instead of hidey-hi. You've seen Harlem at its best when you've seen gals who wail, hello, baby, love for sale, pound the pavement east to west, grabbing what they can to keep a handy man. You've seen Harlem at its best, rolling dice that never win, losing all our rent, or marching in the Elks parade. We would rather run for gin than run for president. We don't need no park when it comes to petting in the dark. When you've seen kids of 4 crowded round a door, dressed in pappy's coat and vest, dancing with the grace that's glorified our race, you've seen Harlem at its best. Then when you see them couples dance like they in a trance,
with that most primitive zest, rocking on the beat with everything but feet. You've seen Harlem at its best. Southern darkies plant the corn till every acre's filled, but things are different right uptown, so different. Harlem darkies only plant that corn that's been distilled. You get what I mean? Now wait until you've seen a real native Sally Rand, fan in hand, with nothing but a coal upon her chest. Then when waters croon those slightly earthy tunes, you've had your money's worth and seen Harlem at its best.
But that old man Harlem keeps me rolling on. He takes all your dough and keeps you skimping, makes you old and gray before you're limping. Old man Harlem gives me Sunday headache, but that old man Harlem keeps me rolling on.
Thank you.
Yeah, there's Herbie Fields and his rendition of Harlem Nocturne. His was done in 1953. It's a white guy, by the way, believe it or not. We started the set with James P. Johnson and the Harlem Strut from August of 1921. Then Three Sides featuring Ethel Waters, Harlem on My Mind from October 1933. From March of 1934, she sang You've Seen Harlem at Its Best. And with Eddie Mallory and the orchestra from August of 1939, she sang Old Man Harlem. And that brought us around to Herbie Fields and Harlem Nocturne. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. And last hour, this hour, we're doing our Harlem special, revisiting a playlist from way back in September of 1993. As I mentioned, we started with the original playlist and we added maybe a dozen more tunes that I didn't have in the collection back then. Let's start this next set. Again, the key thing here is that they all have the word Harlem in the title. That's how special our Harlem special is. We're going to start off with Louis Armstrong. With all the records he made, I could only find one where Louis mentioned Harlem. He was actually a New Orleans guy and a Chicago guy, but he has here from March of 1940, the Harlem Stop.
Tell me of Harlem way. They got a brand new sender, and I believe it's in the groove. It's got the jitterbugs all swinging, hip chicks old and tender, and they believe it's in the groove. Now here's a dance that's something new. The folks uptown taught me to do, called the Harlem Stomp. The Harlem Stomp. Like a storm and cyclone mad, it swept around this busy fad. That's that Harlem Stomp. I say it, Harlem Stomp. Now it's composed of every dance from 1902. Young and old came up and pranced to one step Shag and Sousa Q. Every night at the old Savoy, you hear them swing a Floyd Doy. You jump right up and romp and do that Harlem Stomp. Thank you.
But don't your home look lonesome when your man packs his clothes and leaves. My man is a jockey. He taught me how to ride. My man is a jockey. He taught me how to ride. But it's better on the side. Won't you tell me, Daddy, what is on your mind? Won't you tell me, Daddy, what is on your mind? If you want your mama to love you, you must treat her nice and kind. They tell me blues and trouble runs hand in hand. They tell me blues and trouble, they run hand in hand.
Unless you keep dancing, you can't live in Harlem. Unless you know girls who give kisses like girls do and tell lies that sound true, you can't live in Harlem. Life to you may be a good book or the radio, but once you swing in Harlem, you learn things the books don't know. Unless you know rhythm, unless you like dancing, unless you like music, now you can't live in Harlem. Unless you know rhythm, yeah. Unless you like music, yeah. Unless you keep dancing, well, baby, you can't live in Harlem. No. Unless you know girls who give kisses like girls do, yeah. And tell lies that sound true, you can't live in Harlem.
No.
Oh, life to you may be a good book or the radio, but once you swing in Harlem, you learn things the books don't know. Unless you know rhythm,
yeah.
Unless you like music,
yeah.
Unless you keep dancing, you can't live in Harlem.
Now three old babies walking along with rhythm in their thighs.
Wings.
Rhythm in their feet and in their lips and in their eyes.
Yeah.
Well, the highbrows find that kind of mother satisfied underneath the Harlem moon.
Oh, boy.
Now there's no fields of cotton, pink cotton, it's their boom.
Wings.
They don't live in cabins like old folks.
Cabin
is a penthouse up on Lenox Avenue.
Yeah.
Underneath the Harlem moon.
Boy.
Now they just live on dancing.
Yes, boy.
Never blew up a lawn. Ain't no sin to laugh and drink. That's why doctors were born.
Boy.
Now they shout hallelujah every time they get alone.
Boy.
Every shoe's all dressed up like a joy to the Lord.
Boy.
You may call it madness, but I call it hide and hole.
Boy.
Underneath the Harlem moon.
Yes. I don't find a
swing out, Sandra.
Thank you. in Harlem. What a hell of a time it will be with the rhythm of that Harlem Heidi Heidi. And the gal that I know care for me, to the jazz of old Duke and old Calloway. We can love, kiss and dance till the break of day. I don't care if it's sleeting, snowing or raining. We'll be ready when that Harlem fun began. Yeah. When old Duke set out to the old piano, and old Cal shakes his wicked howdy ho, I'll be there with the arm full of heaven when I take my vacation in Harlem. Get away now, yeah.
You know everybody's in Harlem if Tampa Red is there. When I take my vacation in Harlem from November of 1935, Tampa was there on the vocals and on the kazoo. Let's see, we started that set with Louis Armstrong and the Harlem Stomp from March of 1940. Then we listened to Ruby Smith and Harlem Gin Blues from December 1941 with Sammy Price and his band accompanying. We also listened to Noble Sissle. Are you familiar? It used to be Noble Sissle and UB Blake, piano and vocal. And when the two of them went their separate ways for many years, Noble Sissle had his own big band. Here he is with a tune from March of 1936, You Can't Live in Harlem. And Noble Sissle, by the way, was the guy who introduced the general public to Lena Horne. Lena Horne was featured vocalist in his band before she did anything else there. After Noble Sissle, we listened to the Washboard Rhythm Kings featuring Leo Watson on vocal, going back to November 1932, and Underneath a Harlem Moon. We had blues singer Victoria Spivey and the Harlem Susie Q from March of 1937, not a regular band. It was the Louis Russell Band featuring Red Allen on trumpet and Louis Russell on piano, I believe. And that led us around to Tampa Red when I take my vacation in Harlem. You know, of all the records that he made and all the acclaim that he received from his years in Harlem, Fats Waller, to my knowledge, only did two tunes about Harlem. One was Harlem Fuss, an up-tempo recording, and the other one is this. This is actually an Irving Berlin composition that they sang in an effort to win support for the war effort that was underway. This was recorded not the very last day before the recording band, but 2 days before the recording band, July 30th of 1942. Not sure if Waller plays piano here, but Fats Waller does the singing on What the Well-Dressed Man in Harlem Will Be Wearing.
There's a change in fashion that shows in the Lenox Avenue clothes. Just a dude has disappeared with his flashy tie. You'll see in the Harlem Esquire what the well-dressed man will desire when he's strutting down the street with his sweetie pie. Let me tell you about it. Come here. Sun tan, shade of green, or an olive drab color scheme. That's what the well-dressed man in Harlem will wear. Dressed up in OD with a tin hat for overseas. That's what the well-dressed man in Harlem will wear. Top hat, white tie, and tails no more. Gone. They've been put away till after the war. If you want to know, take a look at Brown Bomber Joe. That's what the well-dressed man in Harlem will wear. So help me. Yeah, there's Fats Waller, and recording done just before the band, July 1942, What the Well-Dressed Man in Harlem Will Wear. And I don't know if you picked it up, but I'm sure that this was recorded acoustically. Somebody stuck a recorder in front of a speaker that was playing this. This wasn't hardwired transfer recording. And again, that's from July 1942. Well, I hope you've enjoyed our Harlem special as we revisit it 30 years later. We've got one more to take us on out. It's the Harlem Hamfats, a great jive group. And we'll listen to this one to take us on out from March 1939, When the Sun Goes Down in Harlem.
Holler, sweet papa, oh baby, come in.